Illinois Public Media News. This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, December 12th. Coming up, Champaign County has one of the worst skilled nursing care shortages in the state. It means sometimes people have to drive hours to see their loved ones. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Central Illinois saw snowfall yesterday and early this morning, and we could see some temperatures below zero starting tomorrow. IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard has more.
A Clipper system brought several inches of light, powdery snow to central Illinois overnight, and another round of snow and dangerously cold Arctic air is headed for the area this weekend. Today and tonight will be quiet locally, but snow should begin falling in Champaign-Urbana on Saturday morning, with light to moderate snow continuing through the day. 2 to 4 inches of new snow is expected, with bitterly cold air to follow. Temperatures will fall below zero Saturday and Sunday nights, with wind chills 10 to 20 below zero at times, but milder air and a much-needed thaw is expected by mid-next week. For Illinois Public Media News, I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
According to the Illinois State Board of Education, 25% of Illinois public school students are chronically absent, but one program is making a difference. Renee Westfield directs LIFT, a Champaign City and school district program for students and families experiencing crisis. She says the attendance rate for their students has gone way up.
We had students that had rates of like 33%, 34%. So to see numbers like this, it was amazing. Then when I checked today, just to make sure, we were at 86%. So hopefully we keep doing better, or at least we stay there.
Westfield presented an update on the program's success to the Champaign Unit 4 Board of Education this week. LIFT officially launched in 2022. The staff is currently working with 59 students, helping their families navigate conflicts with landlords, helping them find summer jobs, and get to their college and career goals. LIFT chooses students based on their record of suspensions and attendance. The program works with students and their siblings until they all graduate. The Western Illinois University Board has authorized the administration to borrow up to $2 million from the institution's foundation. Rich Egger reports.
The money would be used to fund university operations. The administration has not decided whether the action will be necessary. Keetra Roselieb is Western's vice president for finance and administration. She was asked about the borrowing plan by trustee Karen Stutz.
This will be the last resort. We will have exhausted everything else, right?
Yes. We will take other measures first and foremost before we would exercise this that would incur additional costs. Even though they are low interest, we don't want to have to do this.
Roselieb says the university's cash position remains of concern after multiple years of operating deficits. The state law allowing the borrowing goes into effect January 1st. Any loan would have to be repaid within 5 years. Also during the discussion, trustee Erica Lowe Mullins suggested the foundation develop a general unrestricted endowment that would generate sustained revenue. Rich Egger reporting.
Democrat Montez Solis of Rockford posted on social media that he has been removed from the ballot in the Illinois' 17th congressional district race following an objection to his petitions. A Peoria resident filed an objection to Solis's candidacy, claiming he did not submit enough valid signatures. Sorensen, a two-term Democrat from Moline, is running for a third term next year. Republicans Julie Bickelhaupt and Dylan Vansil have filed to run in the GOP primary. Still to come, Champaign County has one of the worst skilled nursing care shortages in the state. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for cloudy skies with a high of 31 degrees and a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 12 degrees, a west wind 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, snow likely with a high of 20 degrees, 2 to 4 inches of accumulation expected with a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clearing skies and bitterly cold with a low of 5 below zero, wind chills between 10 to 20 below zero with a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Sunday, sunny and cold with a high of 5 degrees with a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, we'll talk to a man who's taking on the authorities in Danville, Illinois, over what he says is a tendency of police to target black drivers. Plus, the U.S. State Department says the fonts on its memos were too woke. We'll talk about that with an expert on typographic design. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Skilled nursing facilities provide a place for people to recover after they've been hospitalized for an illness, surgery, or injury. Champaign County has one of the worst shortages of skilled nursing beds in the state. IPM Student Newsroom's Alyssa Eaton reports on why Champaign is an outlier and what the county is doing to address the problem.
Jan Sherbert is a resident of Urbana. She and her husband were married over 40 years and have three daughters. In 2020, Sherbert's husband had a severe stroke and ended up needing skilled nursing care because he was paralyzed and unresponsive. After he was discharged from the hospital, he was sent to a facility an hour away because it was the closest bed available.
I had to drive an hour every day in the winter to see him. It was an hour there and an hour back. And of course, for all those people who've gone through these, you are emotional going, and you're even more emotional coming home. Every day I'd come home and I would just collapse in a heap.
Sherbert eventually decided to bring her husband home.
This was like maybe not even a week that I could put up with it. And if I cry, it's because I always do.
She went online to find information about how to take care of him. She says he was in bad shape and had lost about 40 pounds. After a year of home hospice care, Sherbert's husband died. Stories like hers aren't uncommon in Champaign County, which is dealing with a shortage of about 300 skilled nursing beds. These beds are often housed inside of nursing homes. Since 2019, three facilities that offer skilled nursing care have closed down. And it turns out, nursing home closures happen all the time in the industry, in part because they cost a lot of money to run.
So the whole focus is profit, and that's the problem.
That's Naoko Marumatsu, a professor of community health at the University of Illinois, Chicago.
Basically nationwide, there are private equity companies. They buy up lots of healthcare facilities, nursing homes, hospitals, many other things. They need to get profit and not to care for older people or people who need care.
Kathy Emanuel is the committee chair for Advocates for Aging Care, a grassroots organization in Champaign. One of their goals is to address the skilled nursing bed shortage. Emanuel says one reason these facilities tend to run out of money is they often rely on payments from Medicaid, the federal state health insurance program that covers low-income people, including elderly people who've run out of money due to long-term nursing home stays.
If you're there very long, you use up all your assets and you move to being Medicaid. In many cases in Illinois, the reimbursement for Medicaid is not even enough to cover the actual costs of providing that care.
Matt Newkirk says the skilled nursing shortage puts a strain on local hospitals. He's the director of home health and skilled nursing facilities at OSF Healthcare. When people can't be safely discharged after an injury or illness, Newkirk says they end up stuck at the hospital.
What we're running into now is the baby boomers that are getting to that age where they're going to start needing placement. Champaign County, you know, because there's not enough beds, it's just going to become a bigger and bigger and bigger issue for those hospitals in that area.
Emanuel says Advocates for Aging Care is working with the University of Illinois, Parkland, and Carl to get a new nursing home built in the county. Earlier this year, they received a $500,000 grant from the state of Illinois for the project.
We have been talking to some potential developers who would come in and develop a facility here if we can bring the community together to support that effort. We think we might be able to have put together enough of an incentive package to attract somebody here.
She says they're hoping to break ground on the new facility next summer and have it open the following year. The goal is to have about 120 beds, so it wouldn't completely solve the shortage, but it would be a start. I'm Alyssa Eaton, IPM News.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Andrew Pritchard, Alyssa Eaton, Emily Hayes, Rich Egger, Eric Stock, and Hope Kerwin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.